Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we feature the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, our guest is a local entrepreneur here in the Indianapolis area, Marty Moran, owner of White Hot Headshot. Marty, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thank you for inviting me along with this journey.
Marty, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started as a photographer?
Well, it's a short story, but a long story, but I'll make it very short. Is when I was young, I came from a very artsy family. We all have music and painting and skill levels in the arts, and we were encouraged in a lot of those things. And I remember an early age where my mom, I think my first camera that my mom bought me, I was about 6 years old, and it was a little tiny thing. But then I started getting cameras every year, birthday, and sometimes I would get these old, and I'm giving my age away, transistor radios. But I would get cameras from early on, and I started developing a way to see things. And my mom would say that Marty sees things in a different light. Now, sometimes in photography, it's not what you shoot, but what you see. And I just had a way of understanding things like rule of thirds before I knew what that was. It's a rule of thirds, if you don't know, is a concept where your camera is framed a certain way. And I just kind of, my mind and my eyeballs went to that kind of a concept. So I started doing that. And as I got older, I started watching what light did. And I noticed a lot of photography at places like, and I don't want to insult them because they make a lot of money doing it, but these department store photography people that get paid, they shoot very flat and five lights set up and everything looks flat and there's no three dimension in them. And I didn't like that look. And I started looking at what real photographers like that really do work, good work do. And at that point I noticed that there's something about the lighting. So I started studying how light moves. And I realized that a leaf on a tree can bend light. Now that may sound silly to somebody who's not a photographer, but if you notice a tree, why does it have dimension in it? Because the sun hits it, and if it was really flat, then all the light on the tree would be the same. But it's not. The lights that hit the tree and leaves are turned this way or that way. How they bounce and how they bend is how you get your photographs. So I started studying about how light moved. And so now I do classes in my studio, and my concept is let's create light that's – I can do flat lighting. I can do – Rembrandt lighting, butterfly lighting, broad lighting, short lighting, high key, anything, because I study how light does it, and I'm fascinated by how light moves. The other day, I did a photo shoot in my studio, a lovely, she looks almost like a pinup girl, and I used a barn door set up with one light over her head to get this look, and it was created extreme shadows, and it was still a broad lighting shot. So I've over the years, I've just learned how to do that, and it's allowed me to have some success at my studio. I'm not where I need to be because you need to get your name out. That helps you a lot. But as far as style, I know how to shoot things, and I've taught a lot of high school kids who take classes, and they struggle in their classes, but they love to come to my class because they get freedom to learn and explore, which is how you grow. You got to explore. So I don't mind doing that at all. It's part of, if you give out, you get more back in. So I'm a person who trusts God. So if I keep myself full up and say, I'm not giving any of this stuff, I'm learning all this stuff, I'm keeping it to myself, then how can God give me new revelation, new understanding? I can't, and it doesn't happen until I empty myself of what I know to other people. And when I do my photography, I'm all the time chattering to help them know how or why I shoot what I do. So I told you it was a long story, and that was a short story version, but that's kind of where I'm at with it. So,
and Marty, that brings up a great point of the importance of mentorship as you learn how things work and learn how to build and grow your own style. You've mentioned how important it was to be able to share that information Would you care to talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Interestingly enough, I never did have any mentors growing up in photography. I was left to my own devices, and but I see the importance of it now because I was really focused to learn. But I see a lot of kids. I see a lot of photographers today. They know how to take their camera and aim it, and they know how to make some money. They can extract money out of clients, but they're not really great at their photography until they study humans. So in the beginning, I bought a lot of books on photography to learn my gear, and that's how I was mentored by buying these books. And then somebody suggested to me, who was good at marketing, he says, "Don't buy books on photography. That's just somebody else's idea necessarily. Why don't you buy books on people? Learn how people work. And then you can create light around that person." So I have learned how to do that. That's helped me a lot because a blonde blue-eyed gal is a lot different to photograph than a brown-eyed dark-haired gal. A man who's bald is a lot different than a man with a full head of hair. Sizes are different. How do you light a bigger person versus a thinner person? What about the size of their nose and whatever? You learn people. So I try to mentor my students that come to my classes on seeing the person. Because, for example, in butterfly lighting, I had somebody in my studio, I think, a couple of days ago, and beautiful nose, perfect for butterfly lighting. But my nose is a bigger nose because I'm a little bit older, and your nose continues to grow your life. My nose is not perfect for butterfly lighting because it doesn't really flatter my face. I would get more of a, I don't know, a scary look maybe. But butterfly lighting is very glamorous for certain people, but it depends on the size of the nose. So these are things you know when you read faces, what works. So, but as far as mentoring, I would say that you can go to college, you can go to high school and take your classes. But my students from the high schools, the local high schools that come to see me for classes, learn way more in my class than they do in their high school. Because they're just teachers are just teaching, they're not mentoring. And mentoring is hands-on guidance. Show them what they don't know, help them to get better at this, help them to see light and humans from a different point of view, and bring out the best in them by how you talk to them. So that's, mentoring's really deep. It's hard to go through in a short podcast like this, but how you communicate with them and how you pull life out of them is going to be the difference maker. So I know that I get kind of long-winded, but it's hard for me to tell stories without telling stories. I'm a storyteller.
And Marty, you mentioned being a storyteller. As someone who follows both you as yourself and your company on social media, you put your clients' headshots out with their story. Would you like to tell us how you came to do that?
Well, again, in business, some people, and I'm saying for the wrong reason, some people think, well, for example, if you're on LinkedIn, and I've friended some people on LinkedIn, and they come online, and the first thing they do is pitch me their business. They don't even know me. You know what? Don't do that. Don't get on Facebook and say, "Hi, if you need my services," you know what? You just turn me the heck off. You just turn me off right there. Here, what I do is, my business will sell itself if you want, and I don't really do a lot of advertising, but my business can sell itself because I post a photo of you. I tell your story about, if it's a woman, she's a beauty. If it's a guy, he's a handsome leader. Whether you're married, happily married, if you're a father, good stories about yourself, what kind of man you are, those kind of character things. And then I talk about what you do because your priority is the person that you are first. If you can be the greatest at whatever, but if you're a jerk, you're not going to be my friend. Because people will always do business for people they like. So tell people good stories about themselves and say things about them. And in fact, interesting today, I posted a headshot last week of a woman who called me today, and I had about a 20-minute conversation with her. And she said, "Thank you so much for the article you wrote about me and when you did my headshot." And I said, "It turns out that there's an awful lot of people that really love you because I saw all the posts behind that headshot and what people think of you. And I said, that's pretty amazing. She goes, but yes, but you started this by saying all these great things about me. And she says, you almost made me cry. And I said, well, I do believe them. I don't want to post something negative about anybody. I might not agree with everybody, but that doesn't mean I'm going to sabotage you on social media. I don't play those games. So I always like to, there's always something good you can find out about people. And I'll tell you this before I stop this moment. I had a woman who found me on social media, found me on LinkedIn, drove an hour to my studio, got her headshots done. I had them delivered to her within a couple of days. And she called me back, says, after the heads, it was about a month after this. She goes, Marty, I have tripled now, mind you, I've gotten triple the number of phone calls because of that headshot. People are looking at that headshot. And I will tell you this, if you go get a headshot, and I see this all the time with people, they get a headshot and they get one of these white hot headshots, really great photograph, and then they go and rotate their headshot on their profile pages, and they've already lost people. Your headshot needs to be on there. You keep it consistent. There's a profile picture that you can put up there, but your headshot picture should never change. That's the problem. And people change their headshots, and pretty soon people don't know who they are. And people are fickle, and they'll move right on from your headshot, and they move right on from your business. So I've learned a few things psychologically about what works. Keeping your headshot consistent and telling good stories about people. And there's a lot of, that more goes into the headshots that I do. But for the answer to the question, I just love to tell stories about people and build people up. So.
And Marty, any advice that you would offer to someone who is considering starting their own business today who may be listening?
Well, starting a business today is especially now we have a pandemic going on. Excuse me. Starting the business is not real easy. Interestingly enough, I've been photographing since I was 6 years old now. I photographed nearly 25 years of weddings before I went full time in business. And I started at age 55 in business. So I've been doing it 15 years. So I give you that age, I'm 70 years old. Now, I started with nothing. And I want to say, if you want to start a business and you're afraid to let go of your corporate job, you're afraid to let go of everything else, you'll never be a great entrepreneur because you'll always be fearful. Entrepreneurs are not fearful. They just step forward and they walk off the cliff knowing it's going to happen. But if you're not that, then you're just a businessman because I see businesses that are always worried. But me as an entrepreneur, I'm always creating. I want to create companies. I want to create jobs. I want to create things. So, are you an entrepreneur or are you just a business owner? There's a difference because there's different levels of what people do in business. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to create companies. I want to create ideas. And we all have ideas. We just need to be tapped into. Side, if you really want to be a business person, you have to count the cost because you're going to take. Seth Godin wrote a book few years ago called The Dip. And if anybody wants to start a business, I would suggest you read his book, The Dip. That's a little shout out to Seth Godin. I like his work. He's a marketer. If you can't handle the dip, in other words, you're making really good money and you go from that to zero, you're not ready to be an entrepreneur or business owner because you can't handle the pressure. And you'll fall apart if money doesn't come in because I'm not doing it just for the money. I'm doing it because I believe in what I'm doing. Big, big difference. And that's why I don't ever give up because the vision's always in front of me, always there. In fact, I've revamped my vision since the pandemic started. The last 30 days, I've redone my vision to pursue the unknown, the things that I don't know about, that I don't even know. I don't even know that I don't know yet. So that's part. Starting a business is, I'm not going to tell you it's cake. I'm going to tell you it's hard work because you're the pioneer. You work a lot of hours. And you don't get to get home at time for supper every night at the same time. Your schedule is going to be upended because clients call you at all hours and you better answer your phone. You don't say, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sorry, I'm shutting my phone off at 5 o'clock, then just go back to the job because it doesn't work that way. The reality is people need you when they need you. And you want to grow your business, be open to your clients. They call at whatever hours they want. So just a little pointer there.
And Marty, how would our listeners get in touch with you if they want to learn more or they want to have you take the next headshot to tell their professional story?
Well, for my headshot company, you can get a hold. My website is www.whitehotheadshot.com. It's singular, whitehotheadshot.com. And you can email me at mmoran@whitehotheadshot.com. mmoran@whitehotheadshot. They can do it. That's the easiest way to do it, through email. And even if they wanted to talk about classes, I do like to teach classes, but I do a 4-week class. But if they want to get a hold of me for a headshot for business, I believe I have a very unique way of doing headshots. But the eyes are so much important. If people don't like your eyes, they're not going to hire you because they have to learn. They have to build trust when they don't even know you. So if you're looking for new clients, you need a white hot headshot. It'll help a lot. And as we market you, because I do ongoing marketing of your face with assorted photos until it's time for a new headshot, which means if I market you, it'll be about 18 months, and then I won't market that photo anymore because it's time for you to get a new one. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Absolutely. Marty, thank you so much for being our guest today. And to all of our listeners, thank you for listening to this episode. Catch our next episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.